Colossians, the third chapter. Please stand in reverence to the reading of God's Word. One verse tonight we'll read, and that's verse number 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, I want to thank you for the wonderful Word of God, the Bible, your precious Word. Thank you so much tonight for allowing us to preach your word tonight. We trust you'll help us to be a blessing and a help to the congregation tonight. And Lord, the only way we know how to do that is just simply to bring forth your word and bring it to them, Lord, so that they'll understand what God wants of us in this matter of obedience. And Father, once again, we ask your blessings and your help. And Lord, do what needs to be done in our lives tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to preach a message tonight which I simply have entitled, Children, Obey Your Parents. You know, here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, the young people of this church hear that principle taught quite often. It's not taught in a way that is designed in any way to cause you hurt or discouragement. Is designed to let you know what the Bible says about obedience so that you'll have a happier life. You see, God wants you to obey your parents so that it'll be good for you. He can bless that away. And so these messages that we're preaching on the family, on the home, these Sunday nights for a while, they're designed to help you. We've got some fine young people in this church. I am so proud of the young people of this church, the right kind of proudness. And I'm very, very thankful for them, grateful for them. But I also know they're human. I found that out. They are human. They have a human nature. And that's pretty normal because we adults do too. We've got a human nature there. But there's some things that you can learn concerning the obedience of children to their parents that will help you on down the road. You see, what this is all about is not just for today. It's for the future. It's to help you for the rest of your life. And so I trust that it will do that. The Bible has a lot to say to children about how they are to obey or how they are to treat their parents. The Bible has a whole lot to say about that, you see. And your response to the teaching of these wonderful truths will make a difference in the rest of your life. It'll make a difference how God can use you and deal with you down the road. So that's one of the purposes why we're bringing this message on children, obey your parents. I'm sure you understand this. Young people, I really want you just listen to me for a while tonight, all right? Just listen to me and hear what the Bible has to say. I think more than likely you understand this, but you are under the direct authority of your parents. God Almighty has placed you there. That's just a simple statement. But that is a true statement. You're under their authority. God has what I call a chain of command. Now let me assure you, he's always the one at the top of the chain. But he has a chain of command, and there's many, many people who rebel against those that God has placed over them. One of the great tragedies we're seeing in America is this very truth that I'm talking to you about right now. Multitudes of people do not want to yield to the authority that God has placed over them. And it's true also in the family life. But God is always at the top of the chain of command. God is in control, you see. He's in control in the political governments of this world. You would look at it and say, well, I don't know about that. So there's some terrible things happen, but I want to tell you, he is in control. He's on the throne. They don't always do what he wants them to do, but God is in control. And God also is in control. He's the authority in the church. The Bible is his word, and this book is his authority, and he's the one in control. He's the one over it, you see. There wouldn't be anything happening in this church if God was not over it. If God did not work, wouldn't be anything happen. I hear people standing around and talking about our building project back there. I love to hear them talk about it because they say, boy, isn't something what God did? They just sit back and they marvel at it. And they say, boy, this is something what God is doing. Well, sure it is. And it's because God is doing it. Amen? And He is doing it. And we're grateful for that, you see. So He's the one in control. God also is the one who's the head of the chain of command in the home. Now, God is in control. God's the one over the home. You see, He's supposed to be over the home. And boy, daddies, and we daddies, we need to realize that because, you see, we're responsible to Him who is over us. See, he places us as the leadership in the home, but my, He's over us, you see. And we must never, ever forget that. You see, God's over the pastor. He puts the pastor here as the leadership here in the church. But God is over the pastor. God's the one that tells the pastor. He's responsible. The pastor's responsible to God Almighty. And just like the fathers are responsible to God Almighty in the home. So He puts you there as a leadership, but you and I are responsible, you see, in our home to be responsible to God Almighty, you see. The main thing I want to say to you, you know, everything will be a lot better. Everyone will be a lot happier if we'll just do it God's way. Things will run smoother in the home, in the church, and in the governments of this world if we'll just do it God's way. Well, if you get a hold of that and just remember that, He's in control. If we just do it His way, everybody's going to be a lot happier. You see, a lot of unhappy people. Unhappy people. A lot of them just say they never learned to yield authority to those who are over them. They can't stand to have some kind of authority over them. So what I'm saying to the young people here this evening is I'm saying to you, you'll be better off by submitting to your parents. Submitting obedience to your parents. You'll be better off. It'll be better for you, you see, if you'll do that. That's what he says here in our text today. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord, you see. I know young people, we're living a day when young people say, some of them look at them and they say, well, parents are old fogies. They don't know what's best for me. Well, I want to tell you what, you're smarter than God. I didn't know that, but you're smarter than God if you believe that. You see, because God says they do know. And I want to tell you something. You're not smarter than God. They think you are, but you're not smarter than God. No, no, no. God says in His Word that we're to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's right to do that. Amen. And God says that, and I'm simply saying to you, it's right and proper that you obey your parents. Amen. Come on, children. Amen. Young people. Amen. That's right. Amen. It's all right if you say amen. And you can say it out loud. Be all right. Amen. Say amen. Anyway, you're supposed to obey your parents, you see, because that is right. Why? Because that's what God says. Does God say it? Is it right? Sure it is. Amen. It's right because God says it. You see, whatever God says is right, so we obey our parents because God says to obey our parents. Now, there's three basic purposes for the authority of your parents. I'm going to give you three basic things. Won't spend a lot of time on them, but I'm going to give you three basic things. The first one is it is designed to cause you to grow in wisdom and in character. You see, you need, you know, you don't have much character when you're a baby. That hasn't been developed in you. You don't have much wisdom when you're a baby. And the way God develops that character in your life, He uses your parents and family life and people in authority over you to develop that character. And so God uses your parents to do that. They are to teach you to be obedient. That's a wonderful character trait. To learn to be obedient is a wonderful thing, you see, and it'll help you for the rest of your life. It'll help you because you're always going to have somebody over you in authority. And so in your family life, your parents, you see, it's a wise son who learns how to be obedient. You see, unwise children don't learn how to be obedient. But wise sons, wise children learn how to be obedient. Another thing is they teach you how to be unselfish. One of the greatest problems we've got in America today, again, is this selfish attitude that we have. Selfish attitude. It's always about me. It's never about somebody else. You ought to listen to people. You ought to listen to them. As soon as something comes up, well, this is really going to affect my life. It's going to hurt me. They never look at the other side of this thing. It's selfish. You see, quit being so selfish in your life. Remember, that wasn't the way Jesus was. You see, we'll talk about that in a minute. That's not the way Jesus was. He was not selfish. If he was, you and I wouldn't have eternal life here tonight. Not only that, we learn how to be humble. We need to learn how to have a humble spirit. Young people learn how to have humility. It takes humility to submit. That takes humility. You say, Mom, Dad, I don't understand this. I might not think it's what I think we should do, but Mom and Dad, if that's what you said is right to do, if that's what you say, then I'll humbly submit to you. Moms and dads, how often you heard that? Amen? Well, that's the way it ought to be. That's the way God intended, you see, for it to be. That submission, you see, and humbly submission. That meekness before the Lord. See, that's exactly what Jesus was. He was the greatest example of obedience that there ever was. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. He was getting ready to go to the cross. The greatest example of obedience, you see, and that wasn't fun, folks, but he did it because he was instructed by the Heavenly Father, you see, to go to the cross, and he said, not my will, but thy be done. He also was one who was unselfish. If he'd have thought about himself, he'd never went to that cross, but he didn't think about himself. He went there for us, for you, for me, you see. And so also he was humbled in his spirit, humbled and willing to submit to the authority, and his meekness and humbleness showed forth because he was willing to do what was right to do, you see. That's what God's asking you to do. You're to obey because it's right to obey. You don't need another reason. See, no reason whatsoever. You just need to know it's right to obey. So you just obey, you see. And again, we'll stress this somewhere down the road, but children, listen, your parents, it's very, very important they teach you these things at a very early age. They need to teach you to obey. Whatever they say, obey, you do it, you see. Because why? Because God honors that. Amen. God wants you to obey your parents, you see. If you want to grow in wisdom and build good character in your life, you're going to submit yourself to father and mother. If you want to grow, you're going to learn submission to your parents. So it'll cause you to grow in wisdom and build character. Secondly, the authority of the parents is designed to protect you. You see, what we don't understand as a young person, we don't understand there's a lot of things out there that is dangerous for us. And the parents know that. We understand that, you see. God has given them experience and wisdom in their life, and they can look down the road and say, this is a dangerous thing for you. You can't do this, or maybe this is what you should do, or what you shouldn't do. Why? It's to protect you. You see, that's why God gave them that authority in your life, to be a protection in your life, to keep you from things that are harmful and wrong, you see. So parents are there because they've had the experience. They've seen, they've matured in their life, and they've grown up, and they've matured, and they're there to help us. Now listen just a moment. You're going to say, well, that's good if you all have good Christian parents. No, that's good if you have parents at all. And I think most folk do. It's good, because you know what? God didn't say if they're doing everything right, like you think they ought to, that's when you're supposed to obey. No, no, no. God said to obey. Amen? You obey. You may be have some tough times, difficult times. It may not be easy for you, but you're to obey because God said to obey. God said to. And so you're to obey, you see. So the authority there of the parent is designed to protect you. Not only that, the authority of the parent is designed to give you clear direction for your life. Folks, listen, young people. I want you to listen to me well. Don't you ever make a decision in your life without going to your parents and saying, what do you think, Mom and Dad? What do you think? What do you think would be best? Don't you make a decision in your life. I'm talking about young people. No, you go to your parents and see what they think. You see, God gives them special discernment. You see, don't walk away from that. Paul Chapman came to me here a while back. I thought he was here, but he wasn't. But Paul Chapman came to me the other day here a while back, and he sat down with me in my office and said, Pastor, I want to ask you. He said, I'm really interested in this girl. Now, that didn't surprise me. And he said, I want to talk to you about it. I said, okay, tell me about it. He told me all about her. I mean, it was flowery. I mean, it was really great. I mean, she must be something. I've never met her yet, but she must be something. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, he told me all those things. And he said, what do you think, Pastor? He said, you think I ought to get married right now? And I said, I want to ask you two questions, first of all. I said, what does her parents say about it? He said, oh, they're for it, 100%. I said, I've never met these folk, but I worry about them. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. But he said, they're for it, 100%. I mean, I said, you mean even the daddy's for it? He said, yes, sir. He's for it. He's for us getting married. I said, I want to ask you another question. How about your own parents? What do they say about it? What's Rita and Hal say about it? He said, they're for it. I said, 100%? He said, yes, sir. They're for it. I said, okay. And he said, I've been counseling up at college with Daryl Moore. And he said, I've been counseling up there with him. And he said, we're going through a dating council. He said, we haven't done anything wrong, Pastor. Nothing. He said, we've been following the instructions. We've been dating accordingly. We don't hold hands. We don't do these things we're not supposed to do. We don't do any of this stuff. He said, I've been following the instructions, and Brother Moore has been instructing me on dating. And I said, okay, what's he think about it? He said, he thinks we ought to get married. And I said, your pastor thinks you ought to get married too. I said, I've never met your young lady, but you've got her parents and his parents. Here's Daryl Moore's been counseled with you. That's a good witness. It's a good witness. And I said, I think you ought to get married. He's about 20, he may be 24 by now, or be 24 soon anyway. And I said, it's time for you to have a help meet. I said, God's worked that thing together. It's time. It's right. I said, you've got good counsel. They're all for it. I said, I'm for it. I said, I'll be right behind you, see. And what I'm saying is simply this. If a parent is against some of that, well, you better watch it. You better put a red flag up real quick. You better let it wave. Because God gives parents special discernment about things like that. And young people, you better listen to your parents. Go to them and seek their wisdom, you see. Sure, you can come to your pastor. Sure, you can ask the pastor. But you go to your parents. And you get some wisdom from your parents and see what they say about this matter. Is it right, you see? Because they need to be prayed up. They need to be ready to give you that wisdom. And I'll tell you, there's things where God puts in a parent, just puts some flags up there and kind of, wait a minute, this isn't just right, you know, and I don't know about this. Well, you better hold off. You better just hold off, you see. I remember when Luke got married, Bob and Betty, they were just as happy. They was all for that, marrying Hannah. Amen? Hannah's parents was all for it. I'm just simply saying, you better be sure that the parents are for that, because that's the way God works. Amen? So, young people, now listen to me. You obey your parents. You listen to your parents. Take the counsel of your parents. They're put there for that purpose, for that reason. And you listen to them, you see. Don't shut your ear to them. You listen to them, you see. That's the way God uses. And you see, it's designed, the authority of the parents is designed to help give you clear direction for your life. You're talking about major areas of your life. You're talking about what are you going to do for life's work. Sure, you'll make basically the decision, but you need the help and the encouragement of your parents. You need some counsel from your parents. How about that partner that you're going to have for the rest of your life? You need some help from your parents to give you that encouragement. This is right. We believe it's right for you. And you better listen to them. Now you see, young people, you're aware. You've never been through this. But I've seen it multitudes of times. I've seen it where the young people would not listen to their parents. I've seen it over and over. They just would not listen. They would not listen to wise counsel. Down the road, they've suffered the cost for it. You say, well, I won't. Yes, you will too. You'll suffer the cost for it. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next week. It may not be next month. But you'll suffer the cost for it. Yes, you will. So you want to listen. You want to obey. You see, your parents, you see. So God has appointed your parents this task of being parent to you. And God didn't just put them there by accident. He gave you exactly the ones you need. Yeah, he did. He gave you exactly the ones that you need. Now, if you reject God's use of your parents to build character in you, let me tell you what will happen. God will raise up a bigger hammer. He's got bigger hammers than parents. You see, he's going to get the job done one way or another. So the best thing to do is do it God's way. And you better listen to what he says about obeying your parents, because when you get outside of that thing, you're in real, real trouble with the Lord. He even talks about shortness of life for those who do not obey, you see, their parents, you see. Now, the Bible tells us this: foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it from him. Whether you understand this or not, you do not know all you need to know. At your age, I remember back, I thought I knew more, but I didn't. And you don't either. There's foolishness bound in the heart of a young. And the rod will drive it from him. But you need to learn to obey your parents and be obedient and learn that character of life to be obedient over those in authority over you. It doesn't just stop with parents. It goes on in the rest of your life, you see. And I've seen over and over many people who have rebelled, young people who have rebelled and brought tragedy to their lives. I've seen it in adults. Rebelling against God Almighty, and tragedy comes into their life. I see it in young people where they'll rebel against their parents and authorities in their life. They rebel and tragedy comes into their life. You see, you'll never get to the place where you're not under authority of something, somebody. You'll never get there. See, you think you will, but you never will. You're always going to be in authority somewhere along the line. You see, if for a young lady, it might be her husband. If it's a young man or a lady, it might be a boss. Might be a policeman. Might be an army sergeant. Could even get to the place where it's a prison warden. But you're going to be under authority. Amen. That's the way God has set it up. You see, the sources may vary, but authority is just a fact of life. How many of you men out here who's in a working position want to tell me you don't have any authority whatsoever over you? If you are the top notch in it, let me guarantee you God is your authority. All of us have authority over us. Not a one of us that doesn't. Amen? So the sources may vary, but authority is simply a fact of life. You see, what happens is, and let me say, I've seen this happen. A young lady, she says, "Oh, I'm tired of mom and dad telling me what to do, and I'm going to run off with this guy, and I'm going to get married." And pretty soon, 2 or 3 years later, maybe not even that long, she finds out she married a monster. She married someone who's abusive to her. And now how do you like it? Wouldn't it be better to be under your parents' authority and get some counsel from your parents? I'm simply saying to you folks, young people, listen to the Word of God. When God says you obey your parents, please, please obey your parents and listen to the counsel of your parents. You see, what has happened is God's going to hold you accountable for your disobedience to the authority of your parents. I'm not right. Well, yeah, I think I should do it right now. Let's go over to Proverbs for just a few moments. Proverbs, the 15th chapter. I won't read a lot of verses, but young people, I want you to listen to me. I want you to hear when I read this. I want you to listen, and I'm not going to read very many verses, but I want you to listen to what I'm reading. Proverbs 15th chapter, the 5th verse, "A fool despises his father's instructions, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent." In other words, a man who will regard reproof and accept reproof is a prudent man. He's got wisdom in his life. But listen to what he said. "A fool despises his father's instruction." Listen to that. That is the Word of God. God said it. And God said, if you despise your father's instructions, what does he call you? Help me, young people. A fool. Do you want to be a fool? If you reject the instructions of your father, God said you are a fool. That's what you are. That's tough. Amen. Let's look over at Proverbs 20. Verse 20. Whosoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Did you know God takes it very serious when you turn upon your father or your mother? Do you understand that in God's word, that is a very serious, serious matter? You understand that? Let's look over at Proverbs 30, verse 17. The eye that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Do you hear what it said? The eye that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. What I'm saying to you is, I want you to understand, it's serious business when you turn against mom or dad. That's serious business. You better listen up, young folk. I know we've got young folk in this church that just love their mom and dad. They do their best to obey their mom and dad. God bless you for doing that. But I want to say to you, don't stand against your father and your mother. Do not do it. Do not stand against them, because you're looking for big, big time problems. Amen. You say, well, how do you know? Because the Bible says so. Do you believe God, the Bible is the Word of God? Do you believe what He said here? If you believe it, it'll happen to you. He won't just do it to somebody else. He'll do it to you also. Amen. So you obey your mother and your father. Amen. You listen to them. And you obey them, you see. There's four ways that I'll give you that you lose, at least in four different ways. There may be more when you reject parental authority. I'm going to give you four things that you lose. First one is this. You lose your own personal testimony. It's either destroyed or hurt terribly. When a person sees you rejecting your father and mother's authority and disobeying your father and mother, you've lost your testimony. You've lost it. You say, Brother Ross, well, there was a time when I got mad and I did this or that and I rejected it, but I went back and I got it right and I asked for forgiveness. That's the thing to do. But a spirit of continual disobedience to parents, I want to tell you right now, is going to bring trouble to your life that you're not ready for. Amen? You see, you lose that. You lose your personal testimony. We in Sunday school this morning taught on Absalom. And one of the first points was Absalom, as David asked the question, is Absalom safe? And of course we knew he was not safe. First of all, he was not safe because he was wrong with his father. You can't be right with God and be wrong with your father and your mother. No way. I didn't say you couldn't be a Christian. I said you're not right. You're not in the right relationship with God. You're losing fellowship with God if you're not right with your mother and father. You understand me? You lost your testimony. It's a serious business. You see, the public testimony that you are given to people around you is, yes, I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll go soul winning and I'll be here and I'll go to church and I'll do all those things, but you're not right with mother and dad. You've lost your testimony, folks. You're just kidding yourself. Amen? Secondly, your physical life is likely to be cut short. Now that's what the Bible said. Children, obey your parents, he tells us. That's the proper thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Why? That it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Do you want to live a good life? Do you want to live a long life? God says you obey your parents. And if you don't, there's a good possibility God will cut short your life. Not only that, your peace of mind and health is at stake. Let me share with you a verse of scripture in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. He says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. See, God says depart from evil, and to not obey mother and father is evil. And he says that if you do that, if you depart from evil, he said, it'll be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. The promise of health is there. Not only that, We find that, number four, he says, when your children grow up and have children, you will sow in them your rebellion. See, you cannot help pass down what you are. What you and I are, we're going to sow it in our children. And when you rebel against your mother and father, you're going to sow that in your children's life. Care enough about your future and the children that is going to be born to you one of these days to live right now. Care enough about them to do right now. You see, there's a lot of young people that today are living in frustration and turmoil, many times brought on by their own selfishness and stubbornness and rebellious will. I say many times, how can we ask our children to obey and our parents won't? We've got to ask them to, but we've got to be willing to obey also. Set the example, you see, for them. Again, let me mention to you, parents, and let me speak to you a moment. When you, at home, run down the government, run down the church, run down the boss, run down everybody else, you're sowing in them a seed of discontent. You're sowing in your children a terrible thing that's going to crop up in their life. It don't just go in that home. It'll go into your children's hearts for the rest of their life. They sat and heard the discontentment. They heard you running down the government. They heard you running down the church. They heard you running down the boss. They hear you running down your friends and your neighbors. They hear that, and that's sowed in their heart. So it'd be a wise thing for us to remember that as we sow rebellion, we're sowing it in our hearts of our children. You see, it's going to be difficult, I believe, to learn some of these things after you get old. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you the truth. It's a lot easier to learn them when you're at your age. Oh, it's so much easier than it is when you get older and try to put these things in perspective and try to learn them. It's a lot easier to do it at a young age. You know what you're going to do? You're going to treat other people pretty well how you treat your parents. I want you to listen real quickly. I want to give you something. Girls, you will treat your husband much like you treat your father. Boys, observe. How does that girl speak about her father? How does she treat her father? Because, buddy, that's pretty well the way you're going to be treated down the road. Mark it down. Boys, you will treat your wife much like you treat your mother. Girls, observe. Watch. How does that young man treat his mother? Because you can count on it, that's pretty well how he's going to treat you. You mark it down. So you're in a learning process. You think it's all right to treat your mother and father wrong. That's the way you're going to treat other people in relationships of life. So I would say to you girls, if you see a boy that treats his mother bad, I would stay away from him as far as I could get away from him. I wouldn't even come close to him. I mean, I don't even know if I'd talk to him. I'd be very careful, because that's pretty well the way you're going to get treated. You see, the way you treat human authority, the way you accept human authority, is pretty much the way you're going to accept God's authority in your life. Oh, you mark it down. I've seen it for 30 years. I've watched this thing for 30 years. And pretty well, the way that people who respond to human authority over them is exactly the way they respond to God's authority over them. A person who is submissive and willing to yield to the authorities is also that away with their wonderful God. They've learned when God speaks to go ahead and do, because it's right to do. Parents, if you really love your children, and I know you do, care about their future enough to teach them authority and obedience to authority in their life. Teach them that. Do not let them get by with things that show disobedience to their parents. Do not let them do that. You are preparing them for a lifetime. And they need your help. They need you to teach them and train them. You say, it's tough, Brother Ross. I got a boy or I got a girl that's just giving us a rough time. Don't let them get by with it. Straighten them out now while you still got an opportunity. The earlier the better. Because you see, when they grow up, that's going to be already sowed in them. And that's exactly the way they're going to treat God Almighty. You see adults running around now and won't give God the authority in their life? You know why? One of the great reasons why? They was never taught it when they was young. They got by with it when they was young in their household to their parents. See, this is just preparation for life. So I'm saying to you young people, and I believe this is what you want. You want a good life. This isn't bad things. This is good things. This is how God is helping you. He's saying to you, obey your parents. And he's helping you that way. He's not doing that to so that you'll just feel bad and I got to obey my parents. He's doing it for your benefit. Amen? Because he loves you very, very much. So learn to obey. Amen. Learn to obey your parents. Learn to obey all the authorities that God has put over you in life, and you'll be a better person for it. Let's pray. Father, again, thanking you today for the wonderful grace of God. Thank you for the Bible, God's Word. And I ask you, God, to take your Word and use it and help our young people, Father, to learn obedience to their parents. And help all of us, Lord, to learn that we need to be obedient to you and follow the authorities that you've placed over us. And I want to thank you for it. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.